Poets on Poets. Poets on poets, writing on black balloons in the dark with pencils of light. Poets sweeping the stairs of syntax with red brooms and mops of human hair. Poets in whiteface, crashed in a birdcage awaiting the call of the catman. Poets with poor boys burning a festive tire for heat near town's end on Christmas Eve. To sink is to swim, if to swim is to fly, is to fly is to fly in the manner of Irving, black poet of gloom, who genuinely jumped the Golden Gate carrying roses in 65 in order to survive. Foghorns tell his tale. Candles of the coronation, torchlight of the sun's corona, grant us sweet song of passage. Poets born to the breath and genius of coincidence, leaving lines as they lay. Poets with word processors, performing infinite revision, approximating spontaneity. Poets listing flat perceptics in concrete cadenzas, eliciting the music of matter. Poets performing subluxury transection upon the lungs and the liver of language. There is meat in the skin of the fleece of the sacrifice, shank, chop, and a rack of rib, but the portion consigned to smoke for the nostrils of God feeds only the worm at the root of the word. Blood of the coronation, torchlight of the corona, grant swift song in passing. Poets on poets become Catholic or High Anglican at the apex of agnostic careers. Poets in tantric ecstasy, blowing blue steam out of the top of the skull. Poets collecting trading cards of oriental deities, chewing the tough bubble gum of Dharmakaya. Poets with Ouija boards, converting subtext of the soul into apodictic synecdoche. All of this dies, none of this dies. Returns full-blown as though never said before, as though controversy had little or nothing to say, except why nobody cares much for poetry, except poets and owners of offset presses. Blood of the coronation, floodlight of the corona, suffer kind songs of passage. Poets on poets obeying the dictum to make it new while finding no ideas but in things. Poets become other than poets by assiduous application of structural linguistic theory. Poets born less than poets, becoming poets because a poet is something to be. Poets who are only poets, rising on wings of Ezra where weight of air cannot bear them. Once it was heaven. Once it was hot, high, sweaty joy and celebration in the English department, well into summer preceding redolent fall, till winter came, rescinding the free rent of the sun. Milk of the coronation, torch song of the corona, lend us sweet light of passage. Poets exercising seven types of ambiguity in dog feather beds on acid. Poets notorious for public drunkenness on major career occasions. Poets boiling water at 4 a.m. to sterilize pencils before writing the name of God. Poets tanning skins of fresh butchered critics to write fuck you in brush calligraphy. Paper is cheap. The heart and pencil perform as well for you as another. But consider what it portends to tell others whom you do not know the whimsies of your soul in a public fashion. Mud of the coronation, fell light of the corona, give us a serious song. Poets who subtract all but the most pregnant words in quest of ultimate density. Poets employing only lowercase I as advertisement of humility. Poets who refuse to use I at all, yet speak of themselves alone. Poets who salt their song with numerous I's, yet seem to possess none. How can we help believe in our own, considering what we have been and conspire to be, full of a fine fury, tempered by time and circumstance into exquisite anger, weaponed with words. Bonfires of the coronation, flares of the sun's corona, rouse us to song in passage. Poets who lose change in the gutter and try to fish it out with gum on a string, complaining of poets who believe God speaks in dactyls and consider the practice of poetry prayer, complaining of poets who serve it up by the pound, admitting it's all a crock, and so what? Complaining of poets in bathrobes, fencing with cardboard tubes, Easter Sunday on the moon. Risen. It is risen, full on the face of Balboa's Pacific, tugging the waves by neckties of froth, twice reflected light, lending sheen to candescent roar, throat of the sea, wide open to the sky. Candles of the coronation, torchlight of the sun's corona, grant us sweet song of passage and a tongue of swords to explode the pus sack of deep profanity.